What is up, crew? Time for a little MOA Monday. Yeah, we're early, but you know what? It's my show. We'll do what we want to do, right? So, yeah, I wanted to actually wanted to rant a little bit. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to kick it on about 5 minutes early, just in case. I know Matt the last few weeks on both my shows, actually, has quirked me just a little bit. He started early. Probably because he wasn't feeling well, but yeah, we're gonna kick this thing in a little bit early. So yeah, welcome crew to MOA Monday. We're live here on the YouTubes. We're simulcast over on gunchannels.com. Let me grab that link. Most of you guys are familiar, but we're gonna throw it over there anyway. You'll have to figure it out, because YouTube will probably break the link. That is one thing that doesn't happen in the chat over on gunchannels.com. It's also free to join. Going through some upgrades over there, so hopefully in the next days, weeks, months, whatever, it'll be a whole different vibe and feel to it, even though it's a pretty cool place to hang out now. Free to join, by the way. Lockjaw says, Clover, I'm streaming you on Instagram. Cool. I don't have a problem with that. Let me get the camera on then. Kick that sucker on here. Let's go. Bam. There's the camera. Cool. So I don't know why anybody would want to watch me, but hey, some people are just that way. Speaking of the Gun Channel side, let's see who's hanging out over there. Rick and Moon, Josh, Patriot, Wheelchair, Cycle, General, Gentleman. Hello. And then over here on the YouTubes, heck, who knows? Because, well, you can pop it out, the little thing, and look at the participants. And I'm looking at them now, and there's twice as many of you guys in the chat as it's showing me. But Gunpowder's out there and inside Lockjaw, Meredith, Night Strike, Rich, RL, Wheelchair. What is up? And then it doesn't want to give my chat back once that happens, so that kind of sucks. I may have to refresh to get my chat back. There we go. It's back. Sweet. What is up, Patriot? What is up, Chop Dog? Speaking of Chop Dog, shout out to Chop Dog. He is the newest patron, practical member over on Patreon. So thank you, sir, for that. And Gunpowder Beauty is now a marksman patron over there on Patreon as well. So thank you, ma'am. It is greatly appreciated. Been trying to figure out, actually, speaking of Patreon, let me grab my Patreon link here. And I don't know if this is going to work either. Again, YouTube is stupid. I'll post it over on the Gun Channel side for you guys. I know it'll work over there. But speaking of that, after Never Enough Ammo tonight, somewhere around 11 Eastern, it's the third Monday, which is our private Patreon chat. So you don't want to miss that. There's a few things I want to talk about with the patrons out there. Directions on the channel, some different things that I'm thinking about doing, where to spend Patreon money, things like that. Because the Patreon funds only go to things that will benefit the channel and production. It'll go to equipment, extended the studio, stuff like that. Big Racer in the hizzy, and looks like Kenneth is there too. What is up, guys? So yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit of a rant, and it's MOA Monday. So throw your questions out there, your topics, whatever you want to guys want to want to talk about. And I said guys, and I didn't mean to, but Phoenix says, geez, GloverTech's all about self-promotion. Been thinking he's hanging around Ghost Tactical too much. Well, that's who I learned it from, of course. And it's like Kimmy and Tardot. It's coming in the house now. John Z over on the Gun Channel side is there. So sweet. And I see Night Strike hanging out too. So let me get to my little rant while you guys are kind of thinking about what you want to talk about. And, I mean, you may just pile on to this. Phoenix did mention something earlier about Optics Planet. And I want to jump on that. One thing I need to do, since Google is apparently not going to fix their not going to fix their thirds, lower thirds anytime soon, is I need to put my little promotion, self-promotion stickers. What is that? Cobwebs. Apparently back up. So I may work on that too. That may be something we discuss on the Patreon thing. VA says we could talk about crap and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. But anyway, here's my rant. And I don't know if anybody else has had this issue, but you know, we use, and I'll say we, I don't want to lump us all together as creators or influencers, but for lack of a better word at this point, I'll say we use Facebook. We use Facebook for promotion and contact and a lot of different reasons. I could care less about the drama. I could care less about seeing what somebody ate for dinner and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I use Facebook. The problem is, in the course of using Facebook, I see posts that fly all over me. Now, Matt with Never Enough Ammo, he does his little rant videos just better any time, and every time he sees those. I don't. It's not my style. But I will say this. Since the Florida thing happened, I have blocked more people in the last, it's only been a few days, than I think I ever have ever through Obama getting elected or anything else. And hey, Scott, what's up? Ooh, RL's in the house too. And anyway, both sides. It's not like it's the left side and like anti-gunners, right? But it's people that are supposedly on the right side too. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I've been doing that. It's because I see these people. And if you're one of these people and I'm up on here on my pulpit, and you're out there in the congregation and you feel like I'm talking to you, well, I may be. So just heed that warning. But they're out there, and until something like this happens, until a tragedy occurs, they never say anything, right? And then as soon as a tragedy occurs, they're all over Facebook and they're promoting this and, oh, we need to do this and that and that. And they're these big, huge Second Amendment supporters, you know, and it flies all over me. And about, I would say 80-85% of them had no clue what they're talking about. You know, it's like they're taking advantage of a tragedy to act like they care, to spout information that to somebody that's uneducated might make sense to garner attention. Does that make sense? And then you engage these people and you're like, no, here's the deal. Here's how it really goes. Here's the facts of the situation, whatever. And, you know, they come back and they want to paint you, you know, as anti-gun or something like that. And got no room for those people like that. So I'm gone. What's going on, Patriot? Picking about a keyboard. Angelina's in the house, I see. So welcome. And Russ, too, made it in. Cool. So, yeah, I've been heavy on the block button lately on Facebook, and I'll give you, you know, like Josh says, a lot of ignorant false information. Yeah, no kidding. And you know, I'll give you some examples. You know, they come into play, and you know, they're supposedly pro gun guys, when ultimately, you know, we all know they're FUDs. I mean, let's face it. What is up, John and Dale? And they come into this conversation and make these posts, you know, and they talk about stuff. And then you get down in the comments, the post itself looks fine. But then you get down into the comments and they start talking about, hey, Blue, what's up, bud? You get down in the comments and they start talking about, well, you know, we could expand background checks. And, oh, well, you know, there's magazine limitations and, you know, well, you know, the assault weapon ban, you know, the assault weapon ban worked, you know, and they start talking about all this stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? And they're like, well, we got to be reasonable. Hey, Tack, what's up, buddy? And, you know, I come back with the argument of, you know, it's always these little, it's funny and it's not funny. And we all know this. And I'm going to channel my inner Night Strike for a minute, because the Second Amendment is really the only one that has that caveat at the end. It says, don't mess with this. Leave this alone, right? I mean, it's as clear as day. It says that. Yet it's been infringed upon for 100 years, you know. And you hit them with that and you go, okay, well, if you want expanded background checks, you know, well, let me get off the expanded background checks and use a real example. I had a law enforcement officer. And if he's watching, hey, I'll invite him on the show. He can come on Friday, speak his piece. But, you know, got on a high horse about education if you were going to carry, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know that he really felt that way. I think it's more he was throwing that out there. But got on this thing about, well, if you were, you know, licensed to carry, I think you ought to have extra training and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, well, how about this? If that's what you want, if you want additional training for those licensed to carry, you know, mandatory, some type of required training, then how about before you can carry a picket sign in a protest, you got to go do some training, right? You think that's going to fly for the least little seconds? You think that's going to fly? Heck no, that ain't going to fly, you know? So ultimately, what does that mean? It means leave it alone. But yeah, I'll get off my rant now. I think we've probably got some questions and comments out there coming in, but wheelchair says, shall not be infringed. Yeah, I mean, you want to scream that. You really do. These people. And like I said, it's not putting up with the anti-gunners that is the hassle or the struggle anymore. It's putting up with these rainy day Second Amendment people that you never hear from them until the opportunity presents itself, until we've had some type of tragedy. And then they want to hit to the internet and say, oh, rah, rah, we need to do this. Where were you before? You know, I don't know. It's disheartening. So anyway, Baloo says, why is it that we have to be reasonable? Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. You know, I got into an argument. I got in an argument with another one, had to block one earlier today. We got into a conversation about, I just say food stamps. Okay. I say food stamps, right? And I made the argument, there was this thing that Trump was going to pare back the food stamp program and the issue to where, because now you can pretty much do anything you want, right, with food stamps. You can go to restaurants and stuff. That's just wrong. If there's people out there that are basically footing the bill for you, that are working their tails off, and they're not able to go out to eat because they can't afford it, then why should you, right? And I can remember a day and age when we had this thing called commodities, and my great-grandmother would go down and get cheese and eggs and milk and vegetables and things to cook with, right? So Trump is saying, hey, we're going to go to, you know, packaged stuff. You can't, you know, no longer get prepared, you know. Don't get me wrong. It's prepared stuff is in like a restaurant, right? And, you know, people were throwing a fit, and I'm like, it used to not be that way, and people didn't starve. Well, you got to give people options or people are going to go hungry. And then in the same freaking thread, he come right back now, and said that if you don't open it up for people, he said, what you need to do is you need to open it up, let people buy basically whatever they want to buy with their food stamps. Right. And then, you know, they'll learn to budget or whatever, and they won't run out of money. And I'm like, you realize how asinine that idea is, right? Because if you don't force that restriction and impose that little bit of discomfort in that, then what's going to happen is you're going to have people that do starve because they're going to take what money they get, and they're going to go and they're going to buy T-bone steaks or Big Macs at McDonald's instead of buying Chef Boyardee and ramen noodles, right? That'll feed their family for the entire month. They're going to blow all that in a week, and then they're going to either be begging or dependent on the church or dependent on the community or dependent on additional assistance from the government or whatever, right, to, you know, to finish out the month. Otherwise, they're going to starve. And I'm like, why would you not, you know, set something in motion to where that can't happen? And it just, I don't know. It went completely over his head. It was horrible. Mike out there saying welfare should come from family or church, not from the government. And one time it did, and it still could, but the government needs to get out of the way, unfortunately, for that to happen. And I don't think it will, because that's a lot of budget and a lot of appropriation. There's a lot of money involved. So, what's TAC saying? He said he is still a TAC daddy. Feelings about personal protection have not changed. He's just giving some info. What info is he giving there? Let's scroll up. Here we go. He says he's putting this out there. He'll explain Thursday. By the way, it's Gun News Weekly. It happens Thursday evening. These kids are eloquent, well-funded, and very, very mad. They will be asking for change in a way the NRA and reps have never seen. Well, I did see on that topic, and Yankee put out a video earlier, I did see the clip of the girl, you know, and I think that's wrong. I think it almost borders on child abuse too. You know, obviously the kids down there that were involved in that, they were affected in a major way, right, by the tragedy. And for them to sit down and write something out, even if they just did it themselves, which I feel they had influence. I feel they're probably not just doing it themselves. But even if they just did it themselves, you know, I get that that may be a healthy way to get stuff out or whatever, but I don't think you publicly turn that into a public speech and then try to get it viral. And all the news agencies and stuff are picking up on this as well. And, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm echoing Yankee, because he kind of beat me to the punch to getting something put out there publicly. But, you know, where do we draw the line if we let, you know, distraught teenagers create policy, right? Again, if we were talking about the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment or something else entirely, or not even anything constitutionally related. You know, nobody would go for that. Politicians wouldn't go for it. Media wouldn't go for it. Nobody's going to go for it. So, Tack makes a good point. He said they know social media better than we do. Yes, I mean, some of them do. Some of them do. I wouldn't say that they probably know more about, yeah, as far as creating drama, creating trouble. I mean, I could see it. Effective. What is it? What would be the terminology? Effective and precise, maybe. Use, probably not so much, but yeah, I can totally agree with that. What's Chop Dog saying? He said he lived in Dayton, Ohio, heart of the heroin epidemic. We have a mayor that worries more about bringing in as many refugees to vote for her than trying to stem the problem. Yeah, that's not uncommon. We've got politicians here in our area that I won't go into the details, but basically they brought money into the community when to throw at an issue that needs to be resolved through an administrative action. And, you know, they're touting that they brought all this money in the community, which is just going to add to the corruption and the waste and everything else. Taxes, just read what I've said here. It's coming. Yep, no doubt. Tech Daddy says Justin Bieber's now tracking after being called on. Interesting. Russ is saying the fourth is dead and the fifth is almost gone. Yeah, Scott makes a good point. Says, do you think she actually wrote that speech herself or someone else wrote it for her? I'm sure somebody else helped. Somebody else edited. Somebody else tweaked. I could almost promise that. What's Mike saying up here? Scroll through the chat here. Oh, okay. They were agreeing with his, basically his charity coming from the community. Hemi says to get free stuff from the government. Should be a drug test. Yeah, I agree. John is out there talking about self-promotion, man. Yeah, wheelchair on the gun channel side says he understands the emotional response, but it's still not an educated response. Yeah, I mean, it's not. If you watch that, you can get all off into so many different things. You know, there's some much misinformation in that little speech. You can really tell that it was all emotion. Which is sad. And like I said, it's sad that you take a child and you put a child in that position. You know, I don't want to go out and get too crazy on a way of thinking or anything, but you know, I don't understand the mentality of a parent or a guardian or anything else that would take a child that was in that situation and under that type of stress and everything else going on, you know, and do that. That's just ridiculous. Attack says that most of the kids' words are their own. Parents have social to express themselves. So it could be, I guess, maybe. But I mean, if that's the case, then I mean, that may be even worse because you got to look at the source, right? Talking about a kid, you're talking about a kid that's distraught. Mike says his sister's a teacher. She's 52. And bought her first gun today. What did she buy, Mike? So I want to jump over to something Phoenix was talking about earlier. And he was here early. And he said, he was talking about Optics Planet. He's like, Optics Planet's gone the way of, you know, cheaper than dirt. And I was like, yeah, and? Supposedly they had pulled everything above 10-round magazines. They're not selling. Like I said, this is supposedly, allegedly, that's what Phoenix was saying out there. And I've had issues with, Mike says she bought a SIG P238. Nice. Very nice. She can manipulate the slide and handle that. Yes. Very nice. Very nice. That's my only hang up with like a 238. If you get into, you know, a woman, an older person, you know, that's out, that type of a thing. But yeah, heck, if she can manipulate everything she needs to on it, can't go wrong with a 238 for sure. There's Rusty. Rusty made it in. Well, y'all said Swell made some good points in his video today. He's asking Tack, did he watch it? I didn't get a notification for it. I'm going to have to go check that out. But yeah, I've got some horrible experiences and some other people too from Optics Planet with them taking stuff that's been ordered out of stock and then putting it back in at higher prices and jacking up the prices after it was ordered and putting things on back order that were in stock, you know, and just a lot of weird, shady things going on. So I haven't bought from Optics Planet in years and got the opportunity actually to do affiliate marketing for them. That's is an option to my stuff. And you won't see one of their banners on on my website. I just don't. Hey, Jumpy, what's happening, bud? I just don't think that. I don't know. I mean, I like to promote and, you know, put things out there on companies I deal with and companies I think are going to treat you right. So, Zippy says his wife's a school teacher. She has her carry permit, but doesn't carry at the school due to such high liability. Interesting. Okay. Well, some schools have a policy to where the teachers, they can't even have anything in their vehicles. So now, if that's not a policy, what is up, Alan? If that's not a policy, then that may be, I don't know. Wheelchair's making fun of me, I think. Patriot said he has one of the P238s. Wheelchair's asking him, can he manipulate the slide and the controls and all the other stuff that you need to be able to manipulate? You guys know what I'm talking about. Says, so what I'm saying is that they pulled it cheaper than dirt. I mean, I've seen several instances, probably not on that scale. Cheaper than dirt is the worst and likely will always be the worst. I think a lot of people have, a lot of people, don't get me wrong, not everybody. I mean, I run into people all the time that have no clue about the cheaper than dirt thing. But by and large, I don't know, their misdeeds, I guess, are well known. What's Rusty saying? Rusty's talking about a, Rusty's talking about an AR. He said today he went to his gun shop and watched a 50-year-old black lady buy her first AR. Sweet. What you like to see? You know, that's a demographic. We're talking about the gun gals, right? And they, that's a demographic, man. If you could, do you ever make that work? So, Tax saying Trump will fold. He said it. Trump is a populist. So, you know, it completely depends on what he feels the populist opinion is. And it's as simple as that with Trump. Yeah. By the way, and, you know, went on my Facebook rant earlier. Yeah. I got called a Trump supporter earlier today. A Trump supporter. Like, yeah, okay. I guess because I had to vote for him over Hillary, that makes me a supporter, right? But Jumpy says they're trying to pass the poison pill HR 38, and the IRA is behind that. Yeah, I watched that too today. Where they said, oh, you know, this has been, you know, shut down, like people were trying to shut it down, right? HR 38 and whatnot. And they said, you know, the NRA is behind it and this, that, and the other. And they even mentioned the NRA. They were like, it's the NRA. NRA gave Trump money, you know, and all this. And I'm like, it's the NRA. People are mad about that, the NRA, you know. Jumpy says, join the GOA. Probably. Scott says, the problem with Optics Planet is that they drop ship everything. They don't actually keep anything in stock, and it's all shipped from a third-party seller. Yes, that is definitely some of the problem. Velo says, so what do you think will actually happen? Trump behind background checks. So that's probably a given. You know, I don't know. I mean, once they get into it, I don't understand this expanded background check thing. I mean, it supposedly, I mean, it goes to dishonorably discharged, which I don't remember which, was that the that was the church thing here in Texas, right? With the dishonorable discharge guy. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he got in trouble. I don't know that he was dishonorably discharged, was he? I can't recall now. Anyway, it speaks to that and some mental illness things and coordination with law enforcement and different agencies to get information on the books as quickly as possible and some things like that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, how much does that affect people? I don't know that that affects the majority of people that much. That said, you know, tacking something like that into HR 38 is, you know, somebody said it out there earlier. I mean, that's, it's a poison pill. Unless they can split, which the Senate can do that. The Senate can then turn around and split that back out and do it anyway. Dale says, I don't really see any wrenches on here. There's wrenches. I see John. I see Phoenix. I see Russ. There's a couple people that need wrenches. Who are they? Because I can't even remember now. Yeah, Dale says that guy was dishonorably discharged, sent to a mental hospital, proven to be beating his wife, blah, 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 blah. Yep. Scott says, saw an article where they were calling for the NRMA members to be arrested and shot. But tolerance. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of emotions. I mean, we have to be careful. You know, we have to take some things seriously that's said, and we have to be vigilant about things. But, you know, there's a lot of emotion, too. So, you know, what's going to come out of it after that? I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on with Sandy Hook, right? I mean, it was a similar situation. And you know, what's going to be sad. And I mean, it is dangerous because of Trump, and Trump is a populist, you know? So it's going to be touchy. Because it's really, really going to suck if we went through 8 years of Obama and really we got through it pretty well, you know, and then not even have 4 years into Trump. And then he, you know, pull some weird out of the hat, you know, anti-firearm legislation, you know, assault weapon ban, whatever. Which on the assault weapon ban, I mean, I'm hoping that, the majority of you guys out there understand exactly what the assault weapons ban was. And if you don't, maybe you go back and look at it. Yeah, I'm looking here. I don't have a clue who my new mods were supposed to be. Maybe Sparky and Nate, or Sparky and Car? Good question. So anyway, hopefully if they're out there, they remember. Scott says an NEA that put out a great video earlier that shreds the gun control argument. Yeah, it's easy to do. I mean, there's Landrin. What is up, Landrin? Says he's been busy. Yeah, I think we all tend to get that way. Chumpy says we have too many FUD Republicans in the White House. I don't think it's going to split. Well, what I meant was split in a bad way. I didn't mean split in a good way. I mean, drop the HR 38, but keep the expanded background stuff. That's what I meant by that. Yeah, there's Russ. Russ says, me, I'm a sharpshooter. Here you go, Russ. Have a wrench, buddy. Yeah, it's Russ and I think Sparky that are the new sharpshooters. Phila says you can't have a mod called Sparky. It's no intimidation factor, right? Yeah, just call me on it. I mean, if you're out there and, you know, you are a sharpshooter, because I can't do it through mobile. I have to do it on a PC. I've yet to figure out how to do it through mobile. Zippy. Zippy's a sharpshooter. Really? Yep, Zippy is. Maybe it was Zippy and Russ. Sparky and Zippy are similar, so maybe that's what I was thinking. Anyway, yeah, if you are, just remind me. That's all you have to do. Hey, Andrew, what's happening, buddy? Where are we at? I was going to mention something, and all this got me off of whack. Who sent a super chat? Ooh, Alan did. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. He says, check out Codeboy 32 Tactical. Doing a flash raffle with the proceeds going to help C-Max Arms. Man, he's fighting cancer, in case you don't know, C-Max. So that's awesome. Codeboy 32 Tactical. Let me go see if I can. First of all, I got to get off the Super Chat. I don't get Super Chat enough to even know how to deal with it. Is that not horrible? Okay, let me go. Let me go find that link right quick, so hang with me. Yeah, Phoenix is talking about my wife having the real wrench. Not even close. Codeboy 32. There he is. And this is probably, you know, being YouTube, it may actually let me throw the channel in here. I don't know. There's Codeboy 32. So, yeah, check that out, because that's a good cause for C-Max. Definitely. Definitely. Jimmy says, if a mod blocks a mod, could a mod remod a mod, or would admin mod have to mod the mod back? You didn't think I could say that fast, did you? I don't know that Jimmy's ever been on my chat before. And he's going to come in and try to tongue tie me. That's the way he's going to play. All right, whatever. Moonfood says, what is this? Illuminati chat? Illuminati chat? Ah, Dale over on Gun Channel said it's his father never really shown an interest in ARs until now. Built his first. And now he wants to try shooting it, although I wouldn't call him a FUD because he's never had an issue with other people having them. You know, FUDs don't necessarily either. So don't confuse the terminology there. The thing with FUDs is it really, you know, FUDs for the most part don't really care either. That's kind of the issue with the FUD, is unless it affects them, they don't care. So it's not like they care whether or not you have something or whatever, but they're not going to fight for nothing. They just don't care unless it affects them. And there's FUDs and all kinds of things. So that was mentioned earlier when we were talking about some other issues. Landron says, hashtag save C-Max. Grand says, do woodchucks be Catholic? I have no idea. I'm not touching that one, I don't think. So, let's, I want to do something here. By the way, what video dropped today? The RMR, the Rocky Mountain Reloading video dropped today from SHOT Show. So particularly if you reload, may want to go check that out. Patriots at 42. Yeah, we're going to give something away. Let's give something away. Now, I'm going to caveat this. Let me find my camera. That way I can make sure I see what you see. I have a Klinger holster shirt. It is a size large, okay? So do not play if you do not want it. But here we go, size large. Does I cling to my God-given rights? Like I said, size large. And we're gonna do this email style because I'm here by myself and I don't want to watch both the chats. So I'll grab the email. If you don't know the email's easy. It's live at clovertac.com. Lewis says, cool shirt. Yeah, it's pretty neat. Again, it's a size large. So if you don't want it, then do not play. Do not put the answers in the chat. Email them to live at clovertac.com. The first one, first correct answer will get it. And the question is, since we talked about the RMR, the Rocky Mountain Bullet Booth, I've got a series called Ammunition Deconstruct, Inspect, and Duplicate. There's currently two videos in that series. Hopefully, I'll get some more going. But anyway, got a series. It's called Ammunition Deconstruct, Inspect, and Duplicate. On one of those videos, we talk about and go through and show the stuff with 168 grain federal gold medal match 308. The question is, what projectile is used in 168 grain federal gold medal match 308? Remember, don't put it in the chat. Email it to live at clovertac.com. The first correct answer will get the shirt. 42 and a half. Pants says John Mosing Browning. Always a good try. Yes. So, yeah, there's your giveaway. Wheelchair says, nice shirt, but too little for me. Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would be an XL. Unfortunately, hey, Mid-TN, what's up, buddy? Unfortunately, it's not. It's not. So, Klishnikov just popped in. He said, sorry, I'm late. And it's all good. It happens. Andrew says, another big midget-sized shirt. I've got a small shirt. I think I've got an extra large, or I think I got two extra large in there. But it's not anything I wanted to give away right now. And then I think I've got another couple of large shirts and then a small shirt. So the small shirt's a Springfield Armory shirt, by the way. So cleaning rags for most of you folks. Beaver says, could Hillary be a projectile? Sure. Absolutely. Mid-TN says, he's 19 away from 1,000. Sweet. Locke says he would buy it for a dollar. I'm guessing he's talking about the shirt. I'd almost sell it for a dollar. Wow. You know, I just go to SHOT Show, pick up swag, and I can just sell it to Locke's out there. Who else come in? Stealth Hunter come in? Morpheus come in? What is up? Music is here. Tweet. And Dale over on Gun Channel, she said, take the Springfield shirt, make a video burning it. Yeah, I thought of that, or shoot it, hang it up. I mean, and run 10 or 20 rounds of buckshot through it. That'd be cool. That would be awesome. Andrew just replying to the Hillary thing. He says, a cankle cannon. Ozark says, never enough ammo. Did a great video today on the effect or lack of the assault weapon ban. Did the first time around, kind of thing you wanted to share. The thing I talked about that just briefly there, Kyle, the assault weapon ban, you're not going to find any reports from that, any kind of data from that that's consistent. There's none. So, you know, there's nothing that consistent, I should say, that proves definitively that crime dropped. And the thing is, the way that all of that was written, there was so many loopholes to get around things that, you know, like, what difference does a flash hider make if somebody is going to want to go commit a crime with, right? I mean, who cares, right? So effectively, as long as you didn't have a bayonet lug, a flash hider, what else? What were the other, grenade launcher, right? I mean, they put that in the assault weapons, man. Grenade launcher, flash hider. Okay, lost my train of thought. Or threaded barrel, I should say, for flash hider. Threaded barrel or flash hider. Bayonet lug, grenade launcher, pistol grip, or folding collapsible stock, right? Well, here's the thing. My youngest daughter has an AR-15 that all I've got to do is put a fixed stock on it, and guess what? It doesn't have a flash hider. It doesn't have a threaded barrel. Doesn't have a bayonet lug. Doesn't have a grenade launcher. And you can have one of those items. So I could leave the pistol grip, put a fixed stock on it, and basically it would have complied with the assault weapons ban. So, yeah, at the end of the day, it's stupid. And then people want to make the argument, too, about it. Well, there wasn't as many of them around, you know, with the assault weapon ban. It created a situation because they weren't being manufactured where there wasn't as many around. Okay, well, then we need to look at the times now. We need to look at what's going on now. Look at post-Sandy Hook with all of the companies that build AR parts and lowers and uppers and everything else and the sheer number of them that's out there. Right? It's not going to make a difference. There's no way it can make a difference. There's way too many of them out there. So, you know, what they're comparing to is they want to compare an assault weapons ban. They want to compare, you know, some type of ban and stop production of ARs. They want to compare it to like 1986, right? And eventually, super, super long term, okay. I mean, maybe it might make some kind of difference. I don't know, but we're talking 20 years down the road or who knows. Maybe. But the thing is, I mean, they're kind of basing it more on this 86 faux pas thing, the Hughes Amendment and whatnot. And the problem with that is that stuff had to be manufactured prior. They completely stopped all manufacture, period, of a specific thing. There's really no way around it, right? And then on top of that, all of those had to be registered prior to that as well. So assault weapon ban, that wasn't the case. Nothing had to be registered prior to anything, right? So these companies tooled up even for the assault weapon ban. They tooled up. They knew it was potentially coming. So they tooled out and they pumped up a bunch of stuff. That's why you've seen a slight spike in prices when the Clinton ban hit. But it sort of leveled out after a little while. And at that time, the demand wasn't as high. I mean, let's be honest. You know, the demand for that stuff was not high. It really spiked after Sandy Hook. You had a really big spike for, you know, AR platform stuff, all the tactical stuff. And I cleaned up in a different light during that, by the way, because everybody out there was all about their Glock or their Springfield or their SIG or their ARs, right? So they were dumping like nice Smith & Wesson revolvers and Ruger revolvers and, man, wheel guns. Most of my wheel guns were bought post-Sandy Hook because they were selling those suckers for half price so they could go buy a Glock that was jacked up 25-30% on price. It was insane. Yeah, Dale says, how about a 30 caliber magazine clip in a half a second? That's right. Pants says flash hiders turn you into a stealth assassin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure they do. A flash hider, I'm going to tell you, a flash hider means nothing unless you're over in the sandbox or something in the dead of night fighting a war. You know, means nothing. It looks cool. It's aesthetic. I had a guy on Facebook ask me that the other day. He's like, hey, what's a good flash hider for my... I'm like, the one you think looks the coolest on your rifles. I mean, seriously. I mean, if you're shooting three gun or something, yeah. I mean, maybe you want maybe you want some type of compensator or something. I mean, you want something that kind of will control muzzle rise or, depending on the caliber of AR, maybe something to sort of help direct some of the recoil a little more. But just rank and file, throw around AR, whatever, you know, especially in 5.56, who cares? Put a flash hider that looks cool and be done with it. You know, we talk about not buying things based on looks a lot of times, and I'm sorry, when it comes to a flash hider, that's where I fall most of the time. Buy what you think looks cool. Throw it on there and be happy. What's Jumpy saying? What's good for the gun companies is not good for the Second Amendment. That is true. I mean, if you know, the less restrictive the industry is, the more competition is able to be out there. So, and then, you know, the cheaper the prices and that sort of stuff. I mean, look, right now we're in a slump. We was in a slump. Depending on how all of this plays out, we may not be in a slump anymore, but we've been in a slump. So I don't know. Maybe this is the kick in the rear that some of us needed to try to speak out or speak up or whatever. I know that I'm preaching to mostly I don't know, 50 something people, not counting the Gun Channel side, of course. Out there, that's sort of the choir, you know, not really pointing the finger at you guys, but you know, some of them out there, I mean, maybe this is the, you know, when we did the Capitol rally last year, they were like, oh, I gotta go hunting, that I can't believe you did, the timing was just like, take a day off and go to freaking Austin and or your Capitol and rally, and then, you know, you can hunt next weekend. What's the problem, right? But, you know, we get into that FUD mentality. If it's, you know, if anything's inconvenient to them, it's a problem. But until it's inconvenient to them, they don't care. Chance Case said he wants a flash increaser for his AR. Isn't there a Simpsons clip where Homer's like buying a pistol or something, and they're showing him all the accessories? And it's something like that. It's like a flash increaser. They're like, this is the flash suppressor. This is the flash increaser. This is the silencer. This is the loudener. Russ says he works with Dylan. He says they enjoyed it when there's a panic, especially on ammo, probably. So I bought my Dylan before Sandy Hook, I think. I'm pretty sure. Now, Mohawk Boy, he's got it right. I got a backup here. I said a flash suppressor. I said, just buy whatever looks cool. And he's hit the nail on the head. There is the quintessential upper echelon of flash suppressors. And it is a freshwater carp. So, exactly right. Or you could put a drum on there. Probably a catfish would work, a trout. You know? Several things would work out for you there. So, Cardot says you could really tell who didn't care last year at the rallies. It was sad. Yep, that's the people when we started out this chat, and I was ranting about Facebook and blocking people and whatever. Exactly right. You could tell those are the people. You know, they were silent. They never said anything. That or they complained about it. Where's the timing? It's just, I can't do that. I can't this, that, and the other, you know. And then, you know, tragedy happens, and then here they are. Boy, they're keyboard warriors, you know. It's like, get out of here. You don't care. You're just being opportunistic. You're acting like a liberal. Go away. You're annoying. Rusty says, so us as gun owners go protest without a problem happening. Like the opposite sides. What, Rusty? I'm not following. So can us as gun owners go protest without a problem happening like the opposite side gets? We didn't have any problems with the protest they were rallies. Yes, last time. I think that we can. I think we can police ourselves and whatever. Scott's talking about the flaming pig. Rich White says, so Clover, you're saying Braden's rifle didn't have concentric threads, and that's why his fish muzzle device exploded. Quite possibly. Quite possibly. I think that probably when they turned the carp's mouth on the lathe, they probably didn't have the spindle centered good. I'm guessing. They probably weren't using the fillet spindle on the lathe, and that's really important when you're turning the carp mouth. It's really important you use the fillet spindle. Bant says, just think how much more damage could have done if the flash was hidden. Yeah, right. It doesn't matter, right? I mean, there's certain instances where it would matter, but even if you have a flash hider, it's not hidden depending on the angle that you're looking at it. Wheelchair says the new proper name for threaded barrels is tactical nipples. That's not true. It can't be tactical. It can't be that. Because you use a nipple on a cap and ball black powder. We can't cross our terms over, because then we're going to start getting into the whole magazine versus clip argument. So, Pant says, if things go like they did after Sandy Hook, the shelves will be stocked full of that sweet, sweet 40 Smith & Wesson. Yeah, it makes me sad. I sold my Glock 22 now. I should have kept it. Dang it. Dang it. What am I going to shoot if it gets that bad again? Alan's got a bail. He said, later, time for foreign and domestic. Yeah, don't forget about that. If that's up your alley and something you want to check out, go over there here in about 7 minutes. Alan B. Pro, or Jan is gay, as he's going by nowadays. And the Crazy Scotsman do foreign and domestic. I'm not sure whose channel it's going to be on, so you may have to check both channels, Jan is gay and the Crazy Scotsman. All right, Tardot, you're getting a little racy. I'm not going to repeat what you said, but, you know. Jimmy says, did someone say clip? Jumpy says, a tactical crown. That could be, yeah. Lewis. Got Lewis and Rusty. They're excited about the rush on the plenty of 40 caliber. They're okay with that. Oh, good Lord. Scott says Sporty's a stepchild. Sporty can suck it. Got two words for you. Yeah, DX. Yeah. Stepchild of the 10 millimeters, what the 40 is. Yeah, I've never been a 40 fan, and that's why I like the 10. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, I guess there could be a place for a 40, but, you know, unlike a, you know, like with a 357, let's say, and a 38, there's a place for that, right? Because it's kind of softer, and, you know, it's not near as much stress on the firearm, so forth, so on. 22 long, 22 short, same situation. It's quieter, you know, it's easier to stop. So, I mean, little homemade bullet trap, you know, backyard plinking type thing. I mean, it kind of has a purpose, right? But then you take something like a 10 millimeter, you gimp it back to a 40. It's still snappy. Still got the pressure. Right? So, I don't know how you deal with it. It's just, you go with a 10 millimeter. That's how you deal with it. So, Pat says, do I carry a 10 millimeter? I do not carry a 10 millimeter because, and here's why. Like a 10 millimeter, I have several 10 millimeters. I love to shoot the 10 millimeters. They're too big and heavy, the ones I've got. I don't want to carry something like that on my hip. I was talking to my wife about that the other day. We were talking about carrying, and I'm like, you know, I really like my Glock 42. It's small, it's light, it's accurate, it's fun. It's an awesome little pistol. I really like my Taurus. It's small. It's light. It's fun. It's an accurate little pistol, right? And if I put something big on me, if I carry a 1911, I carry a 92, brother 92, something like that, my leg hurts on that side. Like, my right leg will hurt if I carry it for very long and stuff. It's just the weight is, I don't know. Just can't handle it. Kenneth said, NEA is live. Yes, Matt went live. He only went live 5 minutes early tonight, so that's good. But we're going to finish out the hour here regardless. He can wait. If he's got a full panel, then I'm not worried about it. That's fine. I'll go inside and eat chocolate-covered strawberries and just listen, right? So not hurting my feelings a bit. Actually, I have two good things that I can go in there and eat. Actually, I got more than that. I can go in and eat my chocolate-covered tactical strawberries, or I don't know if y'all seen the Instagram or not. You need to check out my Instagram, by the way, if you're on Instagram. But, yeah, I smoked a turkey last night. Oh. And I pulled off some little pieces while I was deboning it earlier. Yes, I deboned it. I mean, it was smoked so well, it would just, like, fall off the bone. So, it was awesome. Lewis says, fried chicken. I'm wondering here. I know my wife jumped in the chat earlier. I hadn't got a message from her. It's like, you know, I would really love one of those Grand Macs from McDonald's. That would be good, too. Andrew says his Girl Scout cookies arrived yesterday. Man, I felt kind of bad. We went to Walmart the other day, and, of course, they were set up at either door, you know, the Girl Scouts were. And we've still got Girl Scout cookies in the freezer. So, with not having kids, they just don't get eat. I mean, it's different when you have kids, I guess, and they're eating them. So that, pardon me, I need a drink. Product placement. You see how I did that? But anyway, when you've got kids, they'll get the cookies and they end up on the counter or on the table or whatever, and you'll walk by and you'll get two or three of them, you'll eat them, whatever. Not having that, not having kids to get them out and make them visible. Mid-10 says he's on his second batch of Girl Scout cookies. Wow. You can, man. The Samoas. Oh, those, I don't know what the lemon ones were, the tagalongs, like the tagalongs, like the Samoas, and then those lemon ones, the smiles or whatever they're called. Oh, they're awesome. They're awesome. So we are, looks like we're pretty much done. Let me check the email here. Blue says frozen Thin Mints are the bomb. See, I'm not a Thin Mint guy. I can see that. I could totally see that, especially with the chocolate, but, yeah, not my cup of tea. There's Rusk. Nope. Rusk was close, but not quite on the question earlier. And oh, we're close. Answer, I think. Jimmy, Mr. Jimmy was the winner of the shirt. So, congratulations, Jimmy. If you're still out there, anyway. If not, that's fine. I have your address, so not a problem. I've got to get some stuff mailed out here in the next few days anyway. So, I'm going to jet. Thanks for joining on a Monday. If, again, if you are a patron, then at, what is it, 10, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, I will be doing the Patreon, the private Patreon chat. So jump over on Patreon, look for the post, look for the links for that, because they're private. That's where they'll be. And, jump in. There's several things that we'll talk about before the Daily Gun Show. NEA is on now with Guns and Geeks podcast. If they're not now, I haven't got a notification, but that doesn't mean anything. Foreign and domestic should be up and going. And then, of course, midnight, Daily Gun Show that I know of. There may be some more stuff in between as well. That is it. I will see you guys probably Wednesday for the Next Generation. So, bye.